and welcome to another episode of Untraditionally Traditional, a podcast with me, Brittany Duncan, a millennial homemaker. Join me each week as I share all the things I've learned that make keeping your home, garden, and life running smoothly all while working. If you are enjoying the podcast, please be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcasting app so you get the episodes downloaded straight to you every Monday. Now, on to today's episode. Hello, everybody. Today is the first day I feel like I am truly myself. I had that sickness that just kept on lingering. I wake up and I still have a, you know, sore throat a little bit. And, you know, I probably sound a little bit froggy towards y'all, but all in all, I finally feel like myself. I have energy again. And this is actually the sixth podcast episode that I have recorded or am recording today. I did five for work, catching up. So yeah, it just feels so good. I have energy and excitement and feel like my cup is full again. So I know it's spring and it feels like cold season is over, but take it from me, your friend, that it is not. And make sure you keep up whatever you do to try and prevent yourself from getting sick. But with that energy, I've been able to be in my vintage booth a little bit more, restocking. So if y'all are in Boise, I would really love it if you would check out Casa Bella Home Decor off of Orchard in Boise. I've got my booth there, but there's a lot of amazing vendors. If you're into vintage or antiques, home decor, gift shops, those kind of things. This is really like your one-stop shop. And it's been a dream of mine to have an antique booth. And I finally do, thanks to the ladies at Casa Bella who wanted to partner with me. And I just love it. So if you're in the Boise area, if you're local, or if you're ever passing through, please do check out the booth there. But anyway, today, that is not what we're talking about. We are going to talk about skincare. Whether you work within the home, outside of the home, a little bit of both, there's something really important about dressing for the day. And I think this transfers over to our skincare. I have been pretty blessed most of my life with fairly clear skin. The occasional hormonal breakout or breakout from food, honestly, a lot of the times when like my skin is bad, it's my own fault and like directly correlates to what I'm eating. But all in all, pretty lucky. About 2 years ago, though, I really started cleaning up the ingredients that I put on my body. Our skin is our largest organ, and now my skin regimen is my favorite part of the day, hands down. I mean, seriously, guys, every time I wash my face and I start smearing all my potions on, there is like an audible, oh, yes, I love this. And if those words are not coming out of your mouth, you need to change up your routine, okay? Because it is possible. For years, the narrative for me was, ugh, I don't want to wash my face, but I know I have to. Oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to wash my face. I cringe thinking about the nights that I went to bed, not only not washing my face, but with makeup on, which was probably the reason in college, if I did have a breakout, you know, that was to blame. Not anymore. Now, morning and night, my routine looks pretty similar, and I'm going to kind of run through what that looks like for me, what I use. It took me kind of a long time to like go through and narrow down these products and find like what works, so I'm happy to share them. I do want to let y'all know, too, if you hear little clickety-clacks and jingles, I have not one but two dogs. I've got our baby Sage, and then I am watching our neighbor's dog, Lola, who has little jingles on her collar and little tappity-tap toenails that make lots of noise on the hardwood. So that's what that noise is about. Apologize for the background. But anyway, morning and night, routine's pretty similar. I wash my face with Tubes & Co. activated charcoal bar. It's amazing. It really helps to like make my skin feel clean but not dry, and it lasts so long. I've only bought it once, and I'm just now nearing the end. And my advice for getting the most out of your face soap is to cut it into 8 to 10 cubes right when you get it. You keep your little cube in a dish next to the sink. I actually learned this from Johnson, watching him with his beard soap and how long his beard wash would last, which is a bar soap. And that's what I'm talking about here. If you're using like a liquid soap, there's not much you can do about that. It's going to run out. Highly recommend using a bar soap. But anyway, watching Johnson, what he would do is he'd get the soap and he would cut it into different squares and then just use a small cube at a time, and it would last and last and long. It basically makes sense when you think about it. You're not lathering the entire bar around your hands, wasting it. You're just using that little cube at a time. And I have had that bar of soap like at least a year. It's probably a year and a half now, that I've been using it every single day, morning and night, and it has last and last and last. So that's what I do. And then I, you know, wash my face, scrub, 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 pat it dry with a towel, and then I use witch hazel as my toner. I used to use the Tubes & Co. clear skin toner, but at $26 for 2 ounces, I started looking for alternatives, and honestly, I started with plain old witch hazel, and it did an amazing job. I couldn't really tell the difference, at least in terms of like benefits to my skin, between that and the $26 toner. So witch hazel it is, which is a whole lot cheaper. After I tone, I use a serum that, again, I now make myself. I used to use the Tubes & Co. Glow Serum, but this lovely little bottle, and when I say little, I mean 1 ounce, is $85. And while it is heavenly, a girl's got a budget, okay? So I swear, I'm like telling you all this, my dreams of having Tubes & Co. sponsor the podcast one day are like going down the toilet, but y'all know I believe in full transparency. It's an amazing product. Loved it. Just not an amazing price tag for those of us that are on a budget. So I started experimenting and landed on a blend that I mix myself, which is 3/4 jojoba. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. If somebody knows the legit pronunciation, let me know. But I'm going to stick with jojoba oil, and then 1/4 vitamin E. Oil, and then I do add 3 drops each of doTERRA lemon, orange, and grapefruit oil. And this stuff is a luxe, y'all. I tell you, I should open my own skincare business and sell it, because it feels so good on. It smells fresh, and I just love it. And it's much more affordable too. Why these ingredients? Jojoba oil is similar to the oils that our skin naturally produce. So essentially, it tricks your skin into producing less oil, and it's anti-inflammatory and also antimicrobial. Vitamin E is the holy grail of skincare. It's an antioxidant, and it helps to protect the cells of your skin. So essentially, you are like, think of it as like a protection to your skin, that is going to just help with anti-aging. It's your cells aren't going to break down quite as much. The essential oils are purely there just to make it smell good and feel fresh. But you could be strategic with the essential oil that you put in there. Frankincense is a really great one for skin. It's another antioxidant that helps your skin to retain moisture. I use a tallow balm, that's my next step, that has frankincense in it. So that's where I get my frankincense in. Switching to tallow balm as my moisturizer was probably the best move I've ever made for my skin. I was skeptical, as I'm sure a lot of you who don't use tallow balm are. Like, why would you want to rub animal fat on your skin? I hear you. Oh, yeah. For those of you that don't know what tallow is, it's rendered beef fat. But it most closely resembles the oil our skin naturally produces, and therefore it is best absorbed by your skin. So in terms of a moisturizer, like, this is the closest thing to what our skin naturally produces, like your most natural form of moisturizer. If you're worried that your skin's going to break out, don't be. Honestly, I'd say if you try a tallow balm and your skin breaks out, it may be because of the oil that is mixed with the tallow. The one I use that's from Tubes & Co., the frankincense tallow balm, it contains virgin olive oil. That's what's mixed in there with the tallow to make it like spreadable. Sometimes it's mixed with jojoba oil or coconut oil. But if you try a tallow balm and you have irritation, before you write it off, try changing formulas to one that has a different, you know, combo oil in there. You can make it yourself. I took a class through the Idaho Skills Collective and loved it. Feel like I've got a good handle on how to make tallow balm. I just need to find some time in my life to source the fat to make or to render the tallow from to then make the tallow balm and just cut some time for now. I really do love the Tubes & Co. one, so I'm okay buying it. But ultimately, I would love to be making my own tallow balm, if nothing else, just for the cost benefit. I trust Tubes & Co. immensely and know that it's a super clean product. But just cost-wise, I know it'd be cheaper to make myself. The only thing that I don't make myself or get from Tubes & Co. that I use on my face is an eye cream from Derma E. They used to be my go-to brand, Derma E, before I found Tubes & Co. And great stuff. The one thing that I found that I don't want to give up is the Derma E Vitamin C No Dark Circles Perfecting Eye Cream. And this stuff is awesome. I put it on under my eyes after I've done my wash, tone, serum, tallow balm, mom, nice and moisturized. And then I put that under my skin before my makeup, or if I'm not going to wear makeup, I put it on. And I can literally see it taking the dark circles and bags under my eyes and like it getting lighter right in front of me. So that's a really nice feeling, you know, for those of us that are running on empty a lot of the time. You know, a little something that helps with those bags is ideal. So that's what I use in terms of skincare for my face. Makeup-wise, I'm all about Tubes. Listen, finding truly clean makeup, I actually hate using the word clean makeup because it's not a defined term. And I think that a lot of brands tout the clean label, but use synthesized ingredients. But for lack of a better word off the top of my head, Tubes & Co. is super clean. They're the real deal. It works, like, in terms of makeup, finding, you know, makeup that has, like, natural, no BS ingredients that also works like makeup should. It's tough, but Tubes does it. They're GMO, toxin-free, filler-free, no artificial colors, fragrances, or that key one, no synthetic chemicals. So that synthesized ingredients is what sneaks in there a lot of time. But I encourage y'all, read your labels, know what you're putting on your skin. If you're looking for, you know, some things to try from Tubes, I use their primer, which is wonderful. Like super moisturizing, makes your makeup go on really smooth. I use their concealer and then a powder foundation, a cream cheek tint. I have that in two colors, one of which I use as a brush and the other I use as like a highlighter luminizer, just like some shimmer. I use an eyeshadow, brow pencil, mascara, and then I've got their lip products, a few different ones. So sometimes it's a lipstick. Daily, I tend to use their tinted moisturizer, which is just tinted with mica. It's awesome. It's like the perfect womanly glow as well as being moisturizing. I just placed an order this morning because I needed a few more, restock products from them. And I did order one of their lip glosses. So I'll let y'all know what I think about that. I haven't tried it yet. But their lipsticks are awesome. They last, they go on smoothly. They don't get like dry and, you know, like, I don't know, you know, that look that like dry lipstick on someone's lips has. Not cute. And so that's what I use for my makeup routine. It's pretty simple. I like to think of it as an elevated, natural look. The biggest lie I was fed reading my mom's magazines growing up is that I would need to transition my makeup and outfits from day to night. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, oh, like you wear this to work and then like, you know, you switch your flats to heels and you grab your little leather jacket instead of your blazer and, you know, pop a little bit of smoky eye in the corners and now you're ready for night after work. Like, I don't know about y'all, but that's not what my night after work looks like anymore. So I'm a one-trick pony when it comes to makeup. It's tried and true, simple, and I like to think elegant. Last thing I'll share is that on my body, what I like to use to moisturize are lotion bars, and I make these myself. My friend Beth, you can follow her at Beaut, that's B-U-T-T-E, View Farm, taught this class that my friend Valerie treated me to attending with her to learn how to make lotion bars, and I'm obsessed. Best part about getting out of the shower, really the only part of getting out of the shower that I like genuinely look forward to, because, you know, you get out of the shower, it's like, oh, the day's on. It's also cold, you know, the shower's nice and warm, but these lotion bars make it worth getting out of the shower. They are made up of olive oil, coconut oil, cocoa butter, and beeswax, and feel like heaven on the skin. Super moisturizing. Idaho's really dry. I do suffer from dry skin primarily on my legs. Like I'm fortunate that like my face skin tends to not be super dry, but I do get dry skin elsewhere. So love these lotion bars. They've really helped with like dry skin on my body. Only time I use them is when I get out of shower, and it lasts until the next time I take a shower. So they are awesome. But that's my skincare and makeup regimen that you never asked for. Being a homemaker who takes pride in her experience, not to like a glamorous look at me way, but a feel good in your skin, take care of yourself, set yourself up right for the day, is wonderful. So homemaking is elegant. How we dress, how we hold ourselves plays into that. And the first thing that you dress every day is your skin. So do it right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Untraditionally Traditional. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with those special people who would love it too, and write a review. For more tips and photos of my home and garden, follow Untraditionally Traditional Pod on Instagram. Until next week, let's continue to make our homes places of joy and service to ourselves and those we share them with.